To the Road Rage, we are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. It's your day to get in with your calls again. Don't tell me Tuesday you told your mama or you told your friend at work or, you know, you told your cousin. No one cares. You know, tell us today and get on record. I've already made my little anticlimactic preps. I guess I'm supposed to say that for like Friday with 2 minutes left, but I'm always running out of time. You know, Friday with 2 minutes left. So I made it Thursday. I did the whole show on it and broke it down every way possible. And I have Clemson. I have Clemson 31-28. I think it's going to be in that range to me. I don't see this as a game that gets into the 40s. I think the offenses are good, really good, but not necessarily great at this point, especially with Tua compromised. And I think the defenses are also good. And I don't see either team. The Jacobs thing concerns me a little bit. I mean, if Jacobs is a go, he's a guy who may be able to create some running game for Alabama. Look, they want to run play action, and it's sort of important for them to run the football. I mean, if Clemson is able to stuff the Alabama run game, they're going to get all sorts of pressure on Tua. From the other standpoint, from the other side, I just don't see a lot of successful 5-6 yard runs. Now, last year, Etienne, before he got knocked out against Alabama, he was averaging, you know, 6 yards a carry or something. I think it's going to be hard to come by those yards against this Alabama team. I think it's more likely that the run game is a big play run game, and meaning, you know, you may bang your head against the wall for a while, but you stick to it, and finally Etienne gets a crease and he breaks on him, and that might be the difference.
I want to read this text on the health care text line.
Yeah.
It says, "People's champ ain't been back to work since the loss. It says it's due to the rain, but his shop is close to the cow pasture. It says he's scared of Bevo."
"Has not been back to work since the loss, man." Waterloo Josh, what's going on?
Oh, not much, Walt. Been known to kill a thing time or two, so I guess I could be an assassin.
There you go.
But just trying to put Waterloo on the map. But nobody's really talking about.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Where's Waterloo?
Yes, sir.
Where's Waterloo?
You know where Lawrence and Greenwood is?
Yeah.
Right there in the middle.
How about
on Lake
that?
Greenwood.
All right, see, I just learned something. I didn't even know there was a Waterloo, so thank you, John.
You really didn't know there was a Waterloo?
I don't think so. Maybe I did and forgot, but I don't know. I do now.
Yeah, put it on the map.
That's right.
Trevor Lawrence, he hasn't really been pressured all year. You could say that. Nobody's really got to him consistently. Do you think Alabama, I mean, they got to Murray a good bit in the first half, not so much in the second, but do you think that's going to be a problem? I mean, Trevor Lawrence is playing out of his mind, you know, for a freshman. I agree. But I'm just worried if he gets pressured too much.
Sure.
You know, it's not so much the pressure on him, but just the overall pressure of the defense getting to him. Do you think that'll be a problem? I mean, even the greats like Tom Brady, when they get knocked around, you know, that's pretty much game over.
Yeah, look, that's
but nobody's really talked about it.
Yeah, look, that's going to be an issue. Certainly, you know, we spent time on it yesterday, but I mean, I think that you've got a situation where if Clemson cannot run the ball, cannot generate any run game in the early going, then I think it means Trevor is likely to get hit more frequently. Now, I think the answer to that early is Clemson's going to have Trevor Lawrence try and get the ball out of his hands quickly. And that's why, again, you may even see some tendency breaks. You may even see them utilize Etienne in the screen game, which is something Alabama hasn't seen. Or you may see Feaster in that role and catching the ball out of the backfield in an effort to slow Alabama's rushdown with pressure release plays early. But I think regardless, I think they're going to have Trevor Lawrence get the ball out of his hands quickly in the early going of the football game. And in that respect, it would probably be somewhat similar to the Notre Dame game. I mean, I don't think you're going to see Clemson get to take a lot of shots vertically until the second quarter. In all likelihood.
Right. Right.
And so I think you know, it's probably going to play out in that way. But yeah, I mean, look, both these quarterbacks are going to be subjected to being hit in this game, and they're going to take some shots. There's no question about it. And Trevor's going to take some shots. And, you know, so yeah, he's going to be tested to a level he has not been tested before, no question. Do we lose him? Josh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I'm here. Sorry.
You know, I think I think you're right. Go ahead.
Well, it's like the last two times when they had Deshaun Watson play against them. It all pretty much came down to Deshaun. You know, he pretty much carried us for those two national championship games. And
yeah.
I think Lawrence is going to have to do that, too. It's going to come down to whoever has the ball last.
Right. And the dilemma there, Josh, and it's one you're sort of highlighting, is that, and something we've already talked about on the show today in relation to Deshaun Watson's special talents, is Deshaun had this natural ability as a runner. And so he was a hard guy to pressure. I don't think Trevor is at that level yet in his movement skills and his movement ability. He's a taller guy, a little harder to start from a stop. It's a suddenness issue. I mean, he's a really good athlete, and he demonstrated last week. I mean, he basically was the run game in the first half when he pulled the ball several times, and people didn't expect him to do that.
Right.
You know.
That's another tendency breaker.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. That's a good job, Josh.
I appreciate it, Walt. Thank you for putting Waterloo on the map for me, brother.
You did it, Josh. Thank you. Yep. And Fred's telling me exactly where Waterloo is, down 221 South, going through Lawrence County, heading towards Greenwood. It's time for Christmas Necklace Rudy. Christmas Necklace Rudy, how are you?
Okay, well, after this call, let's just go back to Rudy, okay?
Are you still wearing your necklace?
Well, let me say this, Walt, real quick, and I'll be quick. Yeah. But after numerous pictures by Misty, and I think I'm going to retire it until 2019 Christmas. How about that?
Yeah, I'd say that's a wise idea.
But you know, I had a ball last night with you and the guys, Paul and Bob and Getter Neil, everybody, man. Everybody was there. It's just it's a grand time, and we get to see the real you, and you get to see the real us, and kudos to Twin Peaks real quick. The venison chili and Misty had the salmon. It was both fabulous. And only thing was she was jealous because she was too full because of the dessert that you and Gator Neil got.
That's exactly right.
She wanted, but she just couldn't. Couldn't tolerate it, yeah.
Yeah, so. that brownie deal with the ice cream and, yeah, oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's,
she was foaming at the mouth over there, but she was just too full, so... next time.
I'm sure she's going to be thrilled with your description of her foaming at the mouth of her brownies.
Ramona, eat the dessert first. She's a very reasonable woman, so hopefully she's not listening right now. Listen.
That's right.
Real quick, what's your thoughts on Fields going to Ohio State?
Well, look, I think to a degree it was expected. It was certainly expected by the Ohio State people. Apparently, he really likes Ryan Day. And I think it makes a lot of sense. You know, I wrote earlier because it's funny because I was thinking about – this is what happened. I was thinking about Tate Martell. When the Fields announcement came out, I immediately started thinking about Tate Martell and his situation in Ohio State. So I did a search to see if there was any news on him about possibly transferring. And then I found things that I didn't know existed. And then like an hour later, they were trending on Twitter. So, you know, somebody else chose the same path. But an hour earlier, I wrote on Twitter, I wrote, wow, Tate Martell, the Ohio State quarterback in line for the throne, had warned Fields back on the 21st, quote, not to swing and miss a second time, basically saying he'll beat Fields for the job. And Martell had way more to say, like he invested 2 years in the program and why would he leave for Fields? So, you know, so Tate Martell, you know, really very vocal in an attempt to discourage Fields. So already, you know, they're going to have a nice relationship.
Yeah, no doubt. One more thing, Walt, I'll take it off air. O-lines, Clemson, Alabama, your thoughts on who's best ready to protect the QB the most? And my prediction is 29-27 Clemson. And it's good to see you, brother.
See
you,
Rudy.
And thank you for taking my
call.
Thank
you, Rudy. Right? Appreciate it. You know, I think for the most part, Clemson does a decent job in pass protection. Alabama had struggles against Mississippi State because they couldn't block Jeffrey Simmons. And now without Brown in that offensive line, you know, you have to wonder a little bit. Plus, they're protecting now a more stationary target. The one advantage to that is they always know where he is. The disadvantage is that the reason they're protecting a stationary target is because Tua can't move. You know, look, I think the Clemson defensive front is certainly going to challenge Alabama in that regard. And remember, with Clemson as an even front base team, you know, your edge rushers are your pass rushers. And in Alabama, it's a different situation. They're relying a lot on guys like Christian Miller, who may or may not be available. So at this point, I would have to say that Clemson is more likely to affect Tua. But having said that, I think Alabama is going to affect Trevor Lawrence as well. So I'm not sure there's – I think both quarterbacks are going to be – I think both quarterbacks are going to be under some fire. I do. I think they'll both make plays, but I think they're both going to be under some fire. Bobby, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how you doing?
Good, Bobby. Appreciate you getting in.
I'm about to get a new name. You said my name not good enough. No, I guess I'm going to just call myself, Bobby the Picker, because I've been picking games these last month, and I've been doing pretty good.
Well, there you go. Bobby the Picker. Exactly. I like that.
I was going to get you with your thought on about the national championship game coming up. There's a couple of things I came up with, and this time we'll sort of make my pick on it. I think as far as defensive backs, I look at it like this. I compare everything on the team. I think as far as defensive backs, I think that Alabama got the best defensive backs. I think linebackers, I'm going to just say they probably about even on that. Defensive line, since one called out for Clemson now, I think Alabama do have the best defensive line on both sides of the line of scrimmage. I think overall Clemson got the best ends. So I'll probably get it about like a tie or maybe a slight edge to Clemson maybe. On that, but I'll probably say like a tie right now. I think the offensive line I get at the Alabama, running back I get at the Alabama, quarterback get at the Alabama, receivers, I'm going to call that by the tie. And I think the game going to come down to it. In the last five games that Alabama has actually lost, they always lose by a quarterback that's mobile. You see Deshaun Watson, when he beat it, he was mobile. Johnny Manziel is a mobile quarterback. I think Trevor Lawrence, he might get a little bit done in the passing game, but as far as his mobility, I think Alabama is going to be on him. He ain't going to be able to run that much from Alabama because Alabama do play lots of zone pressures and lots of man, and I think that's where the difference is going to come in. So I'm going to go with Alabama 34, Clemson 24.
Look, that's reasonable, Bobby. I mean, hey, I'm not so sure about the Alabama secondary being better. I think the Alabama secondary has huge issues. I think they just haven't been exposed. I mean, Jake Fromm was really the first quarterback who threw the ball on him. He threw for 300 yards on him. You know, Kyler Murray tore him apart, and that's with one receiver without Marquise Brown. Clemson has, you know, four receivers and more. And so I think that Clemson's really going to test that defensive backfield. That's one area I would question your analysis, because I think we learned in the Oklahoma game that Patrick Surtain is a great talent, but he's not ready physically. And C.D. Lamb killed him in that one-on-one matchup. And again, that was without Marquise Brown being as a part of that mix. I think had Marquise Brown been healthy, I think you really would have seen the full extent of Alabama's issues on that back end. Remember, they lost 120 starts from their nickel package. There's almost no experience back there other than Thompson. In fact, there is no experience back there other than Thompson. And so I think they have real issues there. I saw numerous coverage busts against Mississippi State where they actually left guys wide open in the end zone. I think they're going to be challenged as well. I think the back end of both defenses is... Both defenses are somewhat suspect.
Yeah. I mean, if I would say a weak part would be on any other team, it probably would be the defensive backs on both teams. But I do like Alabama athletic ability and their size that do got them defensive back size. That's one that I do like. And, you know, you can sort of take that, you know, like with the experience. But I do think it's going to be a good game. I do think it will come down to the quarterback, which quarterback, you know, is more mobile, like I said. And the passing quarterback has never just beat Alabama.
That's
fair. You got to have some mobility to beat Alabama because they play lots of man. Yeah. And when they backs turn, you can get a quarterback that can run up down the field 15 yards. So it's, if Trevor can run on Alabama, which I don't think he got the speed to run on Alabama like that, you know, it can be a difference. But just with that, I think that Alabama will probably come out on top. By the way, they play and they athletic ability on defense.
Thank you, Bobby. Bobby the picker getting in. Bobby, I like it. Good job.
Okay, I'll call you back Monday, Tuesday. I'll call you back Tuesday.
Tuesday. Okay. All right, Bobby, I'll see you. All right, quick break. Walt Tip to the Road Rage. We'll be right back.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Get your choice of a 4-piece chicken supreme snack or a 2-piece chicken dinner for $3.99 each. That's a 4-piece supreme snack or a 2-piece dinner, just $3.99 each for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Four Paws American Pub, Clemson's newest spot for delicious house-made dishes like pan-fried trout, hot wings, juicy burgers, and more. Located on Highway 93 in front of the Courtyard Marriott. Made fresh with local ingredients, Four Paws' diverse menu will fit any craving or time of day. Tigers are making tracks to Four Paws to catch a game on the 20 big-screen HD TVs. Call 654-5151 to place your to-go order. Four Paws American Pub, locally owned and operated by Clemson grads. Go Tigers!
You know cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and four generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Don't miss Macy's one-day sale with over 25,000 deals of the day. In-store and online. Like women's wool blend and down coats, 60% off. And boots and cold weather shoes, 50% off. You'll love designer pillows at just $6.99. Plus, take 20% plus an extra 15% off blenders, juicers, and food processors, and plan the vacay with 65% off luggage closeout Friday and Saturday at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards now offers perks everyone can love, no matter how they pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/Star Rewards.
It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
This can be pretty dangerous if you don't know what you're doing.
Back to Walt and Ramona.
Rumors spreading around. And that takes his time. About to check outside the games. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, Weird WCCP, 105.5 The Roar. If you missed it, Jake Bentley, of course, returning to South Carolina. And look, I think that's good for the Gamecocks. I mean, look, the guy threw for 500 yards against Clemson. You know, I know he had ups and downs. Receivers dropped a lot of passes. It was an uneven year. I get that. But I think that's good news for South Carolina. And I think Ryan Helinski will push him. You know, Helinski is 6'4 and 232 pounds. This is, you know, this is not the guy I originally saw in film. I mean, the guy I originally saw in film was rail skinny. This is a guy who's matured physically. He has the arm to make all the required throws. I think he's improved in that area. He's accurate. He can throw on the move, and so there'll be a little competition at that position for once. Do I think Jake Bentley will still be the starter? Yes. But I think that by and large, he's never been pushed, and this is a good opportunity to get him some competition. I think he'll have it. And look, again, when all is said and done, I think Helinski will be the best modern era quarterback at South Carolina, as I've said. So there's that. Let me tell you about Carson's Steakhouse. Carson's is your place for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or if you just want an incredible dinner. Hand-cut steaks from Marin House Butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, grilled teriyaki salmon, fresh strawberry shortcake, double-fried chicken wings are open every day. Happy hour Monday to Saturday, 4 to 8. Discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs. Carson's is also accepting reservations in their large private dining room for social and corporate events, family or school reunions. Book your reservation today. Carson's will handle the rest. View their full menu online, carsonsteakwarehouse.net, 226-9400, 226-9400. And as texter 940 always tells us, try the chili cheese fries. That's right? Chili cheese fries. I should know that in the 150th time. And I actually am craving those things now, and I'm not even really sure what they are. I mean, I can guess.
Chili cheese fries with chili cheese. I know.
Thank you there. Let's go to the Northland Communication phone lines. It's Matt, Coach Edge, James, coming to all of you. I'm going to get to the Neil Brown hire at West Virginia as well. Don't worry. Matt, how are you?
All right. We all agree that the Tigers, they start off slow, correct? They're in a big game. We tend to start off slow on offense and defense. And with that being said, I think at the end of the first quarter, it'll be Alabama 10-0. At the end of the second, it'll be 17-14 Alabama. End of the third, 24-21 Alabama. And in the fourth quarter, once we wear out Alabama, it's going to be 31-27 Clemson, final score.
Look at Matt laying out the whole game there.
I mean, we got the fatigue. They've not played in the fourth quarter all year long. Clemson, we've had the battle. And our guys, that like Christian Wilkins, our leaders that we have, they don't want to come out in the fourth quarter. They play all game long. They play on special teams. They play on defense. They give it all their heart and all they got. And that's what's going to win the game, the heart of the Tiger.
Well, look, Clemson's played a ton of guys all year, too. And Clemson's been in a ton of blowouts as well.
That's right.
So, you know, yeah, you know, look, I think that Alabama clearly wore down against Oklahoma. I don't know if it was the heat and humidity. I don't know if it was the Chase and Kyler Murray, or I don't know if it's just that they haven't seen that many snaps. And now some of these guys like Quinnen Williams are facing a higher snap volume, as we talked about yesterday. And there's no question that Williams is the most dominant defensive presence in the game. He was the most dominant defensive presence in the country all year long. But he fatigued late in the Oklahoma game. Again, a number of different factors there at play. But I think it's something to watch.
I agree. And the backs, they've not played a game against anybody all year long with more than one elite receiver. Clemson's going to send three out there. You got T. Higgins, Justin Ross, and, of course, Hunter Renfrow.
Yeah.
They don't have a chance. That's it. Thank you.
I like it, Matt. I like it. But 31-27, which is the score Matt wound up with, that's a score that indicates they have a chance. Yeah, I mean, it's not, you know, you say they don't have a chance, I expect to hear, you know, 51-10. I'm glad we're not getting many 51-10s. I did see a 40-something-17 on the text line. So far, that's the winner for the most outlandish call. We'll see how it plays out. Good, Quinn on board. We like it. Coach Edge.
Well.
Edge, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. Good. Hope you and Ramona had a great holiday season, man.
Yep, thank you.
Hey, real quick, I just wanted to before I get to this Clemson-Bama round four, which my brother is saying this is like the Rocky series, so it's our time to beat Clubber Lane.
Okay.
For those of y'all out there that don't know, Clubber Lane, that was Mr. T in Rocky III. But anyway, I wanted to give a shout-out to Nuke Hopkins, of course, just for the tragedy that happened in Houston. I don't know how much has been talked about on the station and the spot time that I've been able to listen in the last few days. I haven't heard anybody really mention it.
I mentioned it yesterday.
I knew you would. And I know a lot of people are hung up on the whole Daniel High School thing versus why does he say Daniel High School and not Clemson University or whatever. But I did want to give him a shout out, you know, to the people in, around this area who know him and love him. That I think that's absolutely wonderful.
Those who don't know, a little 7-year-old girl was murdered in the Houston area. Some loser pulled up alongside there was the mother and the three, the four little girls and just started firing randomly into their vehicle and killed the little 7-year-old girl. And Nuke Hopkins is donating his playoff money to the family.
But, you know, in the same manner as I believe it was the beginning of this year when Deshaun Watson donated his first NFL paycheck to some people, I think, that work with the organization that had been affected by the hurricane.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what, if that doesn't make you feel good to be a Clemson Tiger, then I don't know what will. But I also just saw something, too, on Instagram or whatever that my lovely wife was just showing me something about Nuke has 115 receptions this year with zero drops. And I was like, that can't be right. He has to have one drop. And I saw where Keenan Allen, receiver from the Chargers, who's from North Carolina, who played in the Shrine Bowl against Nuke like it. And then, of course, Mackenzie Alexander, who's with the Vikings. I figured Nuke had at least one drop. But anyway, as far as that Colts matchup goes, and I know my boy Kwok is a Colts fan, I sat up Sunday night, and I was desperately pulling for the Titans. I think the Colts are a very tough matchup for the Texans. So, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, they played two games, and like you said earlier, you know, both games were decided by 3 points or less. But I feel like for the majority of both of the games, the Colts actually outplayed them. And you hit the nail on the head. Deshaun's holding on to the ball too long, you know, trying to make that home run play. The offensive line is shaky. If the Texans are not able to run the ball, they're in trouble. So,
but again, they may be able to count on Andrew Luck's charity, and that defense for the Texans is still pretty salty. I mean, that defense is still a top three defense in the AFC, and they can get after you. And Andrew Luck, again, has started being charitable again. He's starting to make bad decisions again. Six interceptions
playing
the last
Santa
six
Claus,
games.
Like you said.
Yeah, so I think that's a factor. First of all, and I'm going to get to a lot of these games later, but the entire wild card weekend is tremendous. I mean, the games are just on paper.
Awesome.
If they play out like they look on paper, it should be incredible. And you don't have any matchup more even than this one. I mean, two teams, each team won by three, and each team won on the other's
same
field.
Same division, on the road.
Each team won on the
road.
Other's field, yeah.
Yep. You're talking about the matchups. I couldn't help but think about when the Eagles got matched up with the Bears. And I can't remember if it was the Super Bowl year for the Bears when they won it all, but wasn't that the fog game where you could barely see the game
right.
on TV?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah, I think that's right.
All right. Oh. All right, and then real quick to this Clemson-Alabama stuff.
By the way, I'm not buying the Eagles. The Eagles are the one team in the playoffs.
I'm not buying them either.
I'm not buying them either. They're not going to Chicago one. I just don't see it. I think they've been a pedestrian team all year, and people see this little glimpse of something from them. They think, oh, here we go. Nick Foles is leading them to – the guy has bad ribs. Good luck playing against the Chicago defense with bad ribs.
you look out for Khalil Mack and them boys. And they have so many injuries in their secondary. And I tell you what, everybody wants to talk about Tyreek Hill, and rightfully so, but I tell you what, that Tariq Cohen kid for the Bears, he is amazing. And if you've never gone on YouTube or whatever and seen his, like, catches while cutting a backflip and catching one ball in each hand, I mean, that kid is amazing.
Yeah, he's at 5'5", no less. Listen, I know that this guy's been subject to some scrutiny here, but trust me, Trubisky is actually playing at a pretty high level, and he can throw the football. So I don't see that thing.
And
going
he's a pretty good, he's a good athlete too.
He's a very good runner as well. Yeah, so I don't think that thing's going well for Philadelphia at all. I would be shocked if Philadelphia won that game. I think the other three are virtual toss ups, but I'm not buying the toss up in that one. Edge, I have to run.
Hold on, let me give you my score prediction.
Score.
I'm going 31-25, and I agree with you talking about us needing to move Tua out of the pocket. But when we move him, we need to either get him on the ground or let the ball get out of his hand early. Because if not, I'm thinking the Kellen Mond and Texas A&M game or whatever, if we allow him to escape the pocket and move around and then the coverage actually breaks down, then I worry about it.
I want to be clear. What he's not going to be able to do, he's not going to be able to do that Kellen Mond act. He's just not healthy enough for that. So, that's not going to happen. I mean, I think every time you force him to move, you are causing him pain. I really believe that.
That's the same with most quarterbacks. And if you get a chance, I wanted to the guy who called in that called out the backup that he thought were going to have big games, and he said Tavion Feaster, which I really agree with, and then he said Xavier Thomas. I want to know. I feel like our coverage is fine at corner. I'm not worried about our corners. I'm worried about our safeties. Yeah. They're big, strong, and great run stoppers. How about Nolan Turner? I want to know the interception. I know Nolan has at least one pick this year.
Yeah.
Do you think
he could be a factor
part of the game?
Yep, absolutely. Xavier Thomas certainly from his – I mean, look, of all the Clemson defensive linemen, Edge, I have to run.
Happy New Year, man. Go Tigers.
Thank you very much. Of all the Clemson defensive linemen, again, these guys keep evolving. They keep getting better than the prior version or prior generation. Of all of them, Xavier Thomas is the most talented. And I've told you why. I mean, he is Chubb 2.0. That's who he is. I saw it when I saw him in high school. He's the exact same guy. And, he went, whatever it was, fourth or fifth to Denver and is playing like that now. Xavier Thomas is the exact same guy. And so, look, the type of freshmen who make differences in games like this are those freaks, those true freaks. Well, he is one. He has won. So that's certainly possible. Quinn, I was going to get to you now, but I'd be cutting you short. So I'll get to you first as soon as we come back. Don't go anywhere. You can get in at this point for the first time today. 654-7627, 654-7627. Let me tell you about the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. 13,000 mattresses from which to choose, up to 75% off every day. You know, I told you this one the other day. I saw this mattress ad. And they were saying that for like a limited time, like the weekend or something, you could get a king size mattress for the normal queen size price, which was a savings, an alleged savings of $600. Myself, man, people are being steamed. They're being steam clean.
That's the truth.
Being steam clean and taken to the cleaners. Listen. You do yourself a favor. If you're struggling, if you're waking up with a bad back, bad neck, if you're not productive, if you aren't civil, you need more sleep. Trust me, I know where to get it. Go to the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. Up to 75% off every day. You will not believe the incredible savings or how affordable you can get a brand new mattress, the mattress of your choice, and then mention you heard it here, and they throw in the box spring free. It's the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. All right, Quinn, you're up first as soon as we get back.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Callum Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Hey, Clemson fans, check out gspairport.com about direct flights to San Jose, California. Delta and American Airlines have added nonstop flights for the national championship game against Alabama. Go to gspairport.com to learn more. Go Tigers and GSP Airport.
Head to Bojangles for 3 breakfast biscuit combos for just $4 each.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers? Better yet, why not? Reed's Jewelers invites you to make them your jeweler, and you'll soon discover why so many like you now shop Reed's. From their award-winning staff to their impressive selection of jewelry to their customer-friendly financing, Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, invites you to join the thousands of customers who have started a relationship with them. We'd love to see you. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
You know cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and 4 generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
Hey, Tiger fans, whether you're headed to the Bay to see the game in person or catching the game at a watch party, the Tiger Sports Shop is here to ensure your game day ready. We are the exclusive local Nike sideline apparel store that also features replica game day jerseys. We have women's clothing, a golf area for the guys, a children's section, as well as gift and tailgate section for those last minute touches for the big party. Visit 1102 Tiger Boulevard or College Avenue downtown. The Tiger Sports Shop, everything Clemson for the Clemson fan.
No one runs better than Walt's Depp Dula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, man, you are so dramatic.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Out here in the fields, I fought for my meals. I get my back into my living. I don't need to fight to prove I'm right. I don't need to be forgiven. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Walt Diptula, Road Rage. We're to be CCP 105.5 The Roar. It's Make Your Call Friday. Get in, make your call on the game. You know, I don't care what you're doing. I don't care. Don't call me Tuesday and tell me you knew what was going to happen again. I don't care that you told your brother, your mother, your cousin, or somebody around the water cooler. Tell the show. Call the show. Make your call. Tell me what's going to happen, why it's going to happen. And you know, Ramona, sadly, this is it. You know.
Oh, I know.
The college football season
over Monday.
Over officially on Monday.
Yeah, it's a sad.
Yep, it's very, very, very unfortunate. Very unfortunate. Before we get going, let me tell you about Westminster Vision. Queen, I'm coming right to you. Doctor of Optometry Paul Coppola, founded 1996, vision correction, contacts, lens dispensing. He does it all. Trust me, this dude's a genius. I mean, you know, within 30 seconds of being in his presence, that you have never received this type of individual attention when it comes to your eye care. You've been given big box solutions, corporate dictates, things pushed on you, as opposed to someone catering to what you need. This is Dr. Coppola. I promise you, he makes the lenses himself. Custom frames and lenses, they're quicker. They can use your existing frames often. Everything gets explained until you get it. Third location in Pendleton now, right across from the QT. Personable staff. You deal directly with Dr. Coppola. The other two locations, 1390 Tiger Boulevard in Clemson and 111 Retreat Street in Westminster. I'm going to give you the Clemson number. If you want the phone numbers for the other locations, I'm sure they'll be glad to give it to you. 864-654-4141. 864-654-4141. It's Westminster Vision. All right, it's Quinn up first. Quinn, how are you?
How you doing, Walt?
Hey, Quinn, appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, happy new year to you, my friend.
Yeah, same to you. It's good to have you back.
I made sure to stay away from the four-letter network and anybody. I said, if I want to know how this game's going to go down, I'm about to listen to Walt. So I was listening to your podcast all the way driving this past week, and just everything you said is exactly what I was thinking, especially after watching the Oklahoma game. I was thinking that secondary in the second, I'm like, I think we can get some plays against the secondary. That's what I was thinking. That's exactly what I heard you say. But you're right, Walt. Both teams have an absurd amount of talent from a wide receiver standpoint, like both teams do. And both secondaries are going to have a lot of issues of cover because you can only cover so many great players, you know, at the same time. Like you said, where's Waldo? Right. Something's going to give.
That's right. So if the two quarterbacks in this game have time to throw the football, the defenses are in big trouble. I can tell you that.
Yep.
It's really that simple. If these two cats have time to throw the football, they will pick the opposing secondaries apart to shreds. So the issue is, if you're on defense, the only remedy is you've got to affect them. You've got to impact the time they have to throw. And, of course, one way to do that is to be able to stop the run.
Exactly. And to me, I think Bama, you know, they kind of got, and I've gone on a couple of message boards, they kind of got their, what they call their revenge against Renfro last year after he torched him for 2 years in a row. I think he's once again going to be their worst nightmare because you can't not focus on Ross and Higgins, and they're going to be on the field at the same time as much as the coaches just have to get away with it.
Yeah.
So the Wes Waldo might very well be like Hunter, Surehand, Renfro, against whoever their, I would assume that'd be their third or fourth best cover guy is. And even if you're Bama, like, that's probably a mismatch.
Well, again, so, you know, Patrick Surtain, who is, as I said yesterday, will one day be a top 10 NFL draft pick because he has that type of talent. But he still struggles with issues of physicality. And he was going up against CeeDee Lamb in the Oklahoma-Alabama game. And did I lose you, Quinn?
No.
He was going up against CeeDee Lamb in that game, and CeeDee Lamb torched him the last three quarters of that game. I mean, torched him. And it wasn't that Surtain was necessarily out of position. He was just beaten for the football. I mean, he was out-physicaled for the football, and that's just part of maturity and growing up and getting to a point where he won't be out-physicaled for the football. But, you know, look, last year, one of the big detriments in the game was the Alabama maturity and experience on the back end of their defense against Clemson's either immature or somewhat less talented wide receiving core. This year, I think that thing flips around. This year, I think that Alabama really is going to have issues on that back end as long as Clemson can protect Trevor Lawrence.
And the thing about it is, like I said, you've been saying it all year. You told people all year that you can't lose as much as Bama did on that back four and still be perfect. You called it. You said, because I remember we talked about this before the season even started, and you said that you expect that when Clemson and Alabama play, because you said we're going to be the two last teams, and, you know, you're right probably 99% of the time. So here we are. You said the advantage Clemson's going to have is that you have bigger, stronger skill players, and the Bama guys are just too young and too small. And the reverse is, like you said, our DBs are as big, if not bigger, than the Bama wide receivers, who are all sophomores, like A.J. Terrell and Mullen. They both are 6'1", about 195, and right. Those guys are – I agree with you. I think that what we're going to see is they're going to be on the line. We're going to jam them. We're going to be physical with them. And if they can beat those guys, like, on one-on-one, then you tip your hat to them. But, like I said, no free releases. None of the South Carolina game plan, which was apparently just let them run and look at them while they score a touchdown. Like, I think Venables, because Brent Venables has always been an attacking guy. Yep. Like, they're not really blitzing more than almost anyone in the country. I expect us to blitz up the A-gap. I expect our cornerbacks to be physical with them on the line of scrimmage and force them to beat us with the 50-50 ball. And I don't know if Bama guys can do that. Because, again, like you said, against Oklahoma, they had a free release. They were running in the middle of the field wide open. So, but like you said, it's very simple for Clemson. It's very, very simple. You have to get to Tua. Get to him. I don't care how you get to him. Whether you blitz, whether the front four can get to him, you got to get to him. You got to make him feel your presence. And like you said, you have to test the health and the ability of the Alabama's medical guru staff, you know, and just see how that ankle and that knee, you know, take to being hit a couple times.
Yeah, and I don't think that, through much of the year we've heard that Alabama was invincible and, you know, you had guys on national radio saying that Alabama would win every game by at least 21 points and talking that noise. And of course, I said that's laughable. And I think we're already past that, right, since Alabama hasn't won either of the last two games by anywhere near 21 points. So I think I think we're already past that point. So you can forget that little story. You know, the truth of the matter was Alabama was never invincible. They were better when Tua was healthy, but there were always liabilities, hidden liabilities that people were ignoring. You know, before the year, I said this would be the best Alabama offense we've seen, that Tua was the best quarterback that's ever played at Alabama, but that Alabama's defense was not as good, and that correspondingly, they would be tested at the end of the process. And now we're at the end of the process. So, you know, and I don't think they fared all that well, quite honestly. I mean, look, Oklahoma's offense is insanely good, and they were going to score points on anybody. But Alabama gave up 34 points the last three quarters of that game, and that's without Marquise Brown. So, you know, some of the liabilities were exposed, and that's an Oklahoma team that basically had one wide receiver.
Yep, but I'm going to get out here. What my prediction is, I believe that both teams' offenses are just too talented. To me, it's going to come down to which defense do I think can affect the quarterback more. And like you said, with the health of Miller being a question, for Alabama. On the Clemson side, you know, we're the best team. We've been the best team. Second quarterback is not in Brent Venables' DNA to be conservative. He's going to get after two, and I feel we will affect him. I think that we score enough, and our defense comes up with just enough of a to slow down Bama. I think we win a high-scoring game. I think it's going to be 34-31.
I like it, Quinn. Thank you. You know, and again, if there's – listen – these are two championship-level teams, and they're going to be up for all of these games. But sometimes there is a slight emotional edge. I think Alabama had the slight emotional edge last year based on losing the previous matchup. And I think Clemson feels like Alabama did not get their best shot last year. Now, you know, how that plays out or if it impacts at all, it's hard to say. It's Chris Lee and Christopher. You know, and Christopher wants to talk about the weather for the game, which is a good conversation point, one that we've not yet discussed. Somebody asked me on the text line as well about special teams and saying he hadn't heard that discussed and the issues with the Clemson punt game. Well, again, you know, Alabama has just as many issues. So the special teams for both teams, I think, are suspect, and certainly the punt games for both teams are highly suspect, and I would not look for that to improve, you know. But I don't think it's not like advantage Alabama, because Alabama's punt game is just as bad, maybe worse. So you know, I don't see any advantage to be gained there. And if you're looking for one of these punters to impact the field position of the game and change the game dramatically in some way, because a game like this can very well be a field position game, there's no J.K. Scott out there for Alabama, so there's not going to be any of that. I don't think either one of these guys are going to impact the game in that regard. I mean, you know, I just don't see it. I mean, I think these two punters are probably going to average 35 yards or less. To the Northland Communication phone lines, Chris. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Okay, I'll try to do better this time. My last call went down.
You were good. No, you were fine. You're all good. Welcome back.
Okay, I can't pretend to be biased since I'm a Gamecock fan, but I'll do my best. One of the things that very few people mention, I'm going to take my glasses off, Gamecock glasses off for a second. One of the players on Clemson that can make a big difference that's not one of the flashy players nobody hardly ever mentions is Hunter Renfrow. He's kind of, to me, he's kind of like a poor man's Fred Biletnikoff that can make a big difference. And if they don't watch him, especially on third downs, he's the kind of player that can extend drives and make a big difference in the big picture of the game. I mean, I don't think he's going to make a spectacular, you know, 85-yard touchdown grab, you know, anything like that, but he can make a difference. You need to watch him.
I'll say this, Chris. If Alabama is surprised by anything Hunter Renfrow does to him, there ought to be an investigation at Alabama, because Hunter Renfrow's done it all to them before. So if there's one team in America that should be extremely Hunter Renfrow wary, it's this one.
Yes, sir. That's true. I'll give you my two scores in the scenario, what I think will happen. If they put a lot of pressure as far as Alabama goes, I think they'll win. If they put a lot of pressure on Trevor Lawrence, I think it'll be, you know, like I say, I'm biased, 45-20. If they knock him around a lot, I think you have to do that, get in his face a lot. I think it's going to be a blowout. If they don't, it'll be 38-30. And that's just my humble opinion. And but I think it'll be a good game one way or the other, as long as Clemson loses. So that's just my opinion. So I'll get out of the way and let the callers call.
Thank you.
And everybody have a great weekend.
Thank you, Chris. Chris's first prediction wrong is 45-20 in favor of Alabama if they pressure them, but it'll be a great game. It'll be a great game from a South Carolina fan standpoint. I don't think Clemson would view losing to Alabama 45-20 as a great game. I think you have two teams of really close, even ability. And I would be shocked if this game isn't close. Shocked. I just don't see either team getting away from the other. And I would be really stunned if Alabama blew out Clemson. I'd be more than stunned. You know, look, I've seen strange things happen before, but that would truly stun me. Now, I think Clemson's ready to play this game, and I think they've been waiting for this shot. Let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers. You know, Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca, there's something for everybody. They have an incredible selection of watches, pearls, gemstones, and, of course, the largest selection of diamonds in the upstate. It's not even close, and they're in stock. So if it's time for you to pop the question, well, you need to go see Mark at Turner's Jewelers, and trust me, he'll be glad to help you. He'll show you all the diamonds you want to see right this second, and he'll find something just for you. Turner's is also the home for the full line of Pandora. They have a Pandora store within the store run by two corporately trained Pandora ladies who know the whole line. They have the new collegiate line of Pandora charms, bracelets, and necklaces. So there's that. Enormous selection, lots of Tiger Paw stuff. They also have the only selection of Le'Veon in the tri-state area, and they're now carrying the new Groove brand silicon Tiger Paw bands, which are incredibly cool. It's all at Turner's Jewelers. It's in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. Get out there today. Lines are jammed. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Keeping our goal line safe in the Priority One Security Studios.
Make some noise.
We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialist can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review...